Morning Watch, the crystallization study of Job, Proverbs, and Ecclesiastes, week 2. God, man, and Satan, Saturday. Related verses, Revelation 12:5, 11, 6 through 10, and 12. And she brought forth a son, a man-child, who is to shepherd all the nations with an iron rod. And her child was caught up to God and to his throne. And they overcame him because of the blood of the Lamb and because of the word of their testimony. And they loved not their soul life even unto death. And the woman fled into the wilderness, where she has a place there prepared by God, so that they might nourish her there 1,260 days. There was war in heaven. Michael and his angels went to war with the dragon, and the dragon warred with his angels. And they did not prevail, neither was their place found any longer in heaven. And the great dragon was cast down, the ancient serpent, who is called the devil and Satan, he who deceives the whole inhabited earth. He was cast to the earth, and his angels were cast down with him. And I heard a loud voice in heaven saying, Now has come the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Christ. For the accuser of our brothers has been cast down, who accuses them before our God day and night. Therefore, be glad, O heavens, and those who dwell in them. Woe to the earth and the sea, because the devil has come down to you, and has great rage, knowing that he has only a short time. 2 Corinthians 5:14-15. For the love of Christ constrains us, because we have judged this, that one died for all, therefore all died. And he died for all, that those who live may no longer live to themselves, but to him who died for them and has been raised. Suggested reading. Immediately after the man-child is raptured to heaven, a war commences with Michael and his angels against Satan. This indicates that the man-child, the stronger part of God's people, is always engaged in fighting God's enemy, Satan. The overcomers have been fighting Satan continually, even unto death, and have defeated him on earth. But heaven is still waiting for them to arrive there so that a war may be waged to cast Satan out of heaven. The Lord has shown us the most effective way to defeat the enemy. What we need to do is to take the covenant, the word of God, and preach to Satan regarding what the Lord has accomplished for us. For example, whenever we were troubled by our temper in the past, we firstly confessed it, then asked the Lord for forgiveness, prayed to the Lord to help us, and finally made up our mind never to lose our temper again. I experienced this many times, but we should not do this anymore. When our temper is aroused, we should forget it and preach to Satan. Go to the source of the problem, Satan, and preach to him, saying, Satan, you have been crucified on the cross. The more you preach to Satan, the more you will be released. When the man-child is delivered and is raptured to the throne, he will say, Satan, you were defeated by me on earth. Are you still here hiding in the heavens? Now I have come here to preach to you. Don't you remember the messages I gave you on earth? Then the man-child will say, Satan, you should no longer be here. Get out. As soon as this word is uttered by the man-child, Michael, the archangel, will lead all his angels to war against the dragon. After the executor gives the word, all the policemen will come to carry it out. God is waiting in the heavens for this executor. Who will be the executor? We, the man-child. Let us go there to preach to Satan. Before we can do this, however, we must first defeat him on earth. After defeating Satan on earth, we shall fight upward to heaven, and eventually we shall fight downward to earth. Now, as we confront Satan, we must give him many messages. Later we shall go to the heavens, meet him there, and preach to him again. Then, after he has been cast down to earth to damage it, we shall descend and say to him, Satan, are you still here? Let me give you another sermon. Now is the time for you to go to the abyss. Then after the millennium, there will be the fourth sermon given to Satan. At that time, Satan will instigate mankind to rebel against God. But we shall say, Satan, listen to us. This is our last sermon. Now you must go to your destination, the lake of fire. If you would be qualified to participate in this, you must fight now. Do not be indifferent. I hope that after you read this message, you will give a strong word to the enemy saying, Satan, you have deceived me for years, but by reading these messages, my eyes have been opened and I see that I must no longer be indifferent. Satan, you are not only God's enemy, you are also my enemy. From now on, I will be absolute for my Lord and I will never listen to you. If you preach to Satan like this, you will become another person and will probably soon be included in the stronger part of the woman. Begin now to be qualified, equipped, and perfected to be among those who will be raptured to heaven to execute judgment upon Satan.